This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarcusFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 222 for Wednesday, January 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures turned lower on Wednesday after making gains during the morning. With the final settlement still pending, the March canola contract loses $9.60 at $832 per ton, and the May contract gives up $10 at $828.20 per ton. An analyst says canola is very likely to remain range-bound for the next couple of months. He notes that Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are range-bound as well, and until they break one way or another, it's unlikely canola will. Support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, while soy oil is lower. European rapeseed is higher, and there are losses in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are on the rise, with spillover pulling up vegetable oils. Strong crush margins continue to underpin canola, but those remain well away from recent record levels. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday, with the loonie dipping to 74.46 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.51. Ahead of tomorrow's reports from the United States Department of Agriculture, ending stocks for soybeans are projected to slip, while the carryovers for corn and wheat are to bump up. Quarterly stocks for soybeans are expected to nudge up, with those for corn and wheat to pull back to some of their lowest levels in the last 10 to 15 years. U.S. winter wheat acres are expected to expand to nearly 34.5 million, of which 70% is to be hard red wheat, 20% soft red, and 10% soft white. The USDA says there's a private sale of 124,000 tons of current crop soybeans to unknown destinations. In South America during the next couple of days, scattered and isolated showers are in the weather forecast for Argentina and Brazil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The March contract rises 8 cents at $14.93 per bushel. March soy oil turns around to fall almost a half cent at 62.11 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal advances $5.70 at $474.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Wednesday as the March contract is up a penny at $6.56 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its March contract advancing 8 cents at $3.49. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, with Chicago March gaining 9 cents at 7.48. Kansas City March rises 10.5 cents at 8.22. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 4.5 cents at 8.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.